You'll get help.
Today, yesterday was Wednesday, tomorrow is Friday already. And so we are here to discuss those matters of interest and importance, whether that includes Buffalo Wild Wings or not. We have to figure that out. That's very important. Yeah, it certainly is important. Important stuff, big stuff here. Important news of the day. This is a radio program that's aimed at being sort of with it today, but for those people who have been brought up on radio, sort of cut their teeth on radio, like both Ken Kessler and I have been, even though there's a different generation, radio was useful and fun for me when I grew up, and maybe it's because I've been a participant in it as a professional since I was 17 years of age. Professional was $1.18 an hour or something. But you became a professional if you got paid, right? So here I am, substantially more mature than I was then, although some days you can't tell it, and I'm interested in helping you understand what's going on, but having some fun, too. Having said that, oftentimes there isn't a lot of fun. The Obamacare discussion, the government shutdown, doesn't seem to be much fun. Ted Cruz has no sense of humor. But although maybe there's an eensy-teensy, I don't know if using Dr. Seuss was an example of his sense of humor, or just maybe his he was saying something to the audience about his children. I don't know, but it gets old. Is it a filibuster or not? To be or not to be, that was the question, because it's all over. 21 hours for Senator Cruz. Then he voted with all the other senators for a spending bill, allowing it to be amended to remove the language calling for the defunding of Obamacare. Let's think about that for a moment, all right? Cruz was on a filibuster, 21 hours. Then he voted for a spending bill. He voted to allow the Senate to remove the defunding Obamacare language from the bill, even though he had said on Monday before his 21-hour talkathon that he believed any senator who voted to move forward with the House's bill without the defunding Obamacare language was giving Harry Reid the authority to fund Obamacare. All right, Kenny, you want to take a shot at that?
There's so much about this that I just have to scratch my head over.
Well, isn't it all about politics? It's all politics.
Yeah, it's all about politics, and it's all about him.
Them, right.
He had to, what a lot of people don't seem to know is, he had to talk to Harry Reid before all of this started, because this vote was already set. So he had to basically ask Harry Reid for permission to do this 21-hour talk. So this was all prearranged, and it was not a filibuster because it had to end at a specific time because the vote was already set.
Right.
So what... And then after it was all over, he turned around and voted for what he had been talking against for 21 hours. I don't get it.
Why do you pay any attention to these guys? That's probably the biggest question here. 888-302-3684. If Ken hasn't said anything else, and that's not the case, that was true and on the money, this being about them and not about you is really... Now, what it's all about, does he hurt himself with the base having done this? Many people who listen to this program are listening to programs that are fundamentally programmed to aim at those who are right of center. And Cruz comes across as being one who... And so what did Rand Paul do? How did he vote on this? Anybody know?
Everybody voted for it, 100 to nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now this wasn't the whole spending bill. This was just allowing the Senate to remove the
funding for Obamacare.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That was it.
So then they can discuss and vote on the bill possibly by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And all through this, most everybody knew the clue here, or those who had a clue, knew the government shutdown wouldn't stop Obamacare anyway.
Right.
If it was to be defunded. 888-302-3684. That's one way to be in touch with us. Facebook.com/Good Day Show another way. Twitter at Good Day Show another way. Doug and or Ken at DougStephan.com is yet another way. All right, so what do we have floating around on our social media with regard to this? What are his pals saying now about him?
Many are speaking up on both sides. Darlene says, keep on cruising to 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Elaine says he's a very brave young man. He's a true patriot.
Really?
Kelly says he likes to be seen and heard.
That's
and Martha
right.
says he's a hypocrite.
All right, last two I'm going with. 888-302-3684. How about you? So, and let's sort of frame this. There's a lot of ink devoted to this today, yesterday. There are people who want to be heard, and we'll get to you as well. But what we'll do here in the next, 20 minutes or so, is take some pieces about put the pieces together. Kenny monitors News Talk Radio and News Talk Television. So some of the excerpts from which we take opinions, or perhaps some of the things that are aimed at helping us make up our mind or to have an opinion on this, maybe your opinion of Cruz has changed. Maybe your opinion of Obamacare has changed. Maybe your concern about the government shutdown has changed. Any or all of those things are certainly fodder for conversation. 888-302-3684. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. It is Thursday, the 26th of September, and we are on the air.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week, I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
At NBC, we hear what the critics are saying about the Michael J. Fox Show, and we wonder, why call them critics when they say such nice things? The Associated Press raves the Michael J. Fox Show strikes a fresh, funny tone. That's not too critical. The Daily Beast calls the Michael J. Fox Show the comedy to beat. Ouch, that didn't hurt. It's been honored as the Critics' Choice Most Exciting New Series. Thanks, critics.
Can I get you to sign an autograph? My uncle's got Alzheimer's.
And I see you have Parkinson's.
Either way.
The Michael J. Fox Show premieres tonight, 9, 8 central on NBC.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Look, kid, on this job you can use any wrenches you want, but I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting, ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Grainger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/Westward promo, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/Westward promo for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, the focus on the actions in the Senate yesterday after all of the conversation. It was actually 21 hours and 9 minutes after speaking that long. The Senate voted to basically avert a government shutdown. All right, so having said all of that and put all those pieces together, here is an excerpt. I've boycotted CNN a little bit this week because of the fear factor. That having to do with what's going on over in Kenya. But this may be interesting, listening to Dana Bash and Aaron Burnett talk about the long speech. And now what?
After 21 hours and 19 minutes standing on his feet, Ted Cruz finally sat down. Much of his talkathon was against Obamacare.
Because it's a red herring being used to move the country to single-payer system.
But the memorable moments were those that veered off topic.
I wanted to take an opportunity that I don't usually have when I'm in D.C., to read them a couple of bedtime stories. I do so like green eggs and ham.
He tried his own Dr. Seuss.
They did not like Obamacare in a box with a fox, in a house, or with a mouse.
This was all about firing up the grassroots. He encouraged supporters to tweet him.
Obamacare. Ain't nobody got time for that. All caps and 3 exclamation marks. Make D.C. listen.
Most Republicans oppose Cruz's mission, trying to defund Obamacare on a must-pass spending bill. They worry it could cause a government shutdown and they'd get the blame. And they worried it's mired in process that's hard to explain. Case in point, in the end, he joined all senators in voting for a procedural measure he seemed to argue against. But back on the floor, Cruz was scorched from all sides. Democrats,
for lack of a better way of describing this, it has been a big waste of time.
And Republicans. John McCain was furious that Cruz likened GOP detractors to Britain's Neville Chamberlain in World War II, who argued for appeasement of Adolf Hitler.
Let's appease them. Why? Because it can't be done. We can't possibly stand against them. And in America, there were voices that listened to them.
McCain said that insulted Americans who fought.
Amongst them were my father and grandfather. I do not agree with that comparison. I think it's wrong. And I think it's a disservice to those who stood up and shouted at the top of their lungs that we cannot appease.
Dissension within the party, so seriousness, also obviously a lot of humor. But Dana, what happens now? What happens now is the process has to finish in the Senate. Now, you saw that the vote was 100-0, so Senator Cruz voted for something he was saying for 21 hours he was against. Presumably, he's going to vote against it in the next procedural measure. Again, if this is confusing, that's exactly why Republican leaders hate this strategy. But so at the end of the day, we expect this to finish up in the Senate, probably on Friday. That puts the shutdown hot potato back in the House's plate for about 3 days before the deadline. I'm hearing over there from sources that they plan to change it a little bit, send it back to the Senate. So it is going to go right down to the wire.
All right. So you got the people who are angry at it. Actually, I want to listen to Senator McCain, some of the excerpts from him, so we'll do that in a moment or two. 888-302-3684. At this point, the debate is in the hands of the American people. Those are Cruz's words, but I guess I would say the same thing. This was a record-breaking Senate speech. The record before went to Strom Thurmond, who back in 1957 tried to prevent passage of the Civil Rights Bill. That shows you what they use this stuff for. Can you imagine? Well, yeah, I can, having suffered through all the years that Strom Thurmond was a senator, suffering as an American, listening to him and his BS. And I don't know whether Cruz is cut from a different cloth or not. I wouldn't want to be in the same category as Strom Thurmond was in pretty much anything, even though I was a Republican at that point. This stuff is over the top. 21 at the hour.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity Booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
In the 90 here. First contestant of the evening on the X Factor last night, singing a song called Titanium. Michael, let's play Simon's reaction to her singing and her choice of the song.
Melody, why did you choose that song?
I like it.
Do you know what? It was like finding out Cinderella works at the Playboy Mansion. Right? You're not what you seem. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Not exactly.
Because you're all sweet and southern and nice, and then you sang that weird version of Titanium. It just didn't go.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
Didn't work. All right. Very exciting. 888-3, isn't that, listen to some of that stuff. It's entertaining, I guess, because it's so bad. 888-302-3684. Senator John McCain takes to the floor after some of the things Senator Cruz had to say to express his displeasure.
We fought as hard as we could in a fair and honest manner, and we lost. And we lost, one of the reasons is because we were in the minority. And in democracies, almost always, the majority governs and passes legislation. But I was extremely proud of the effort that we on this side of the aisle made to attempt to defeat what we thought was a measure that was not good for America. And it was an interesting debate, and I think an educational one. The fact is that this legislation was hard fought. It was a legislative process. I didn't like the end of it, but I'm proud of the effort that we made, and frankly, the other side of the aisle allowed that debate to take place. And again, we finally finished up on December 24th of 2009 at 7:05 a.m., So to somehow allege that many of us are not or haven't fought hard enough, I think does not comport with the actual action that took place on the floor of the Senate. Now, many of those who are in opposition right now were not here at the time and did not take part in that debate. And I respect that. But I'd like to remind them that the record is very clear of one of the most hard-fought, fair, in my view, debates that has taken place on the floor of the Senate at the time I've been here. And then I'd remind my colleagues that in the 2012 election, Obamacare, as it's called, and I'll be more polite, the ACA, was a subject of that was a major issue in the campaign. I campaigned all over America for 2 months, everywhere I could, and in every single campaign rally, I said, and we have to repeal and replace Obamacare. Well, the people spoke. They spoke, much to my dismay, but they spoke. And they reelected the President of the United States. Now, that doesn't mean that we give up our efforts to try to replace and repair Obamacare. But it does mean that elections have consequences. And those elections were clear in a significant majority that the majority of the American people supported the President of the United States and renewed his stewardship of this country.
888-302-3684. Focus on callers and opinions coming up here on Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Sounds like good advice. Even though I'm not one of those, I don't need a good stiff drink. Give me a spiked lemonade and I'm all set after having listened to about 5 minutes of what Ted Cruz had to say. That would be enough. If I was having trouble that night, go to sleep, I would have gone right to that. All right, so we're talking about Ted Cruz and funding or defunding Obamacare. And was this a filibuster or not a filibuster? Was it a waste of time or not? Et cetera, et cetera. So let's put this into context around some calls, 888-302-3684. Some more comments from Kenny that are coming from you on Facebook and Twitter. This is a contextual thing. As one of the radio programs Kenny monitored in the last 24 hours, hosted by a fellow named John Williams, no relation, obviously, to the man with the maestro, John Williams, although he may be considered a maestro of talk. He has a caller here who wants to talk about Senator Cruz admirably.
If you're going to read to your kids, I don't exactly understand what that is. They're in Texas. You're in Washington, D.C., green eggs and ham. You've got to expect that that's the soundbite everybody's going to use. And the upshot of that is going to be that they ridicule you. That there you are going on and on and on about this thing. And by the way, I've read the article about how the thing ended, and then he voted with the Democrats anyway. The vote in the Senate was 100-0. But that was a procedural vote, and then the whole thing failed. But it's a man that took a stand. Now, the way they describe his stand on this is very conservative, Tea Party movement to defund Obamacare. And I'm wondering if you're one of those people who, while this guy may have been easy to make fun of over the last 24 hours, at least appreciates that somebody is drawing a hard line in the sand over this. Either he's completely ridiculous, that's fine, or maybe you're a little bit in the middle, all right, he's ridiculous, but at least his heart's in the right place. This Obamacare thing is bad. Or what? You think that the whole thing was ridiculous, he was an idiot, and that's an embarrassment to the entire process of American governance. So Gordy is a teacher. Gordy, what did you want to say?
I just wanted to make a comment about how the senators that presently want to try to filibuster. There's a process where they can basically phone filibuster, and they just don't have the courage to stand up and speak to their issues and then take the political fallout that may come from it, or the recognition for standing up against something. They do it kind of behind the scenes, and whether or not I'm in favor of Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act is really beside the point. It's just his willingness to step up and say, you know, and take a stand and do the whole, you know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington thing, even though it wasn't an actual filibuster, and say, hey, you know what? This is where I'm standing, and I'm willing to stand up and take a position on it. That's really what I really admire about it.
Well, that's interesting. So if nothing else, he must have known the fallout. Even as he was doing it, the Republicans were on the steps of the Senate going, we're not with him, just so you know. And at least he had the testicular fortitude to take it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing I really admire. And I kind of tried to make contact with our senators and say, look, you know, filibustering, you know, it takes 60 votes. That's the new majority now to break a filibuster. That's the real majority of what it takes to pass legislation if the minority wants to stop it. And so make people step out and do it in public so that we can be aware of what's happening. So I just have a lot of respect for it. That's all I have to say.
That's all he has to say, so let's move on. 888-302-3684, what do you have to say about this in terms of how it ought to go down in history? Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, but I do know how to read the Dr. Seuss books. Sandra, calling in from Virginia. We have three or four stations that carry this program in Virginia. She has a problem with some of the things that the senator had to say.
Bruce was eloquent, and I enjoy a good old-fashioned style filibuster more than anybody else, but the problem was that it was actually false. There are two issues that concern me. People are spreading this lie that government employees are exempt from Obamacare, that Obama's exempt to them and he's exempt to business. And in fact, that's not true. And these talking points just keep going and getting people riled up. And so because Cruz is so eloquent, they just believe it. It's not true. And I wish you would address that. What is happening with government employees is that they have been kicked on the exchange just like everybody else. Senator Grassley tried to get it through that the government, like any other employer, would not contribute to the employees' health fund, and that's why they were looking, so many employees were looking at leaving, because basically they were taking a pay cut.
888-302-3684. We'll spend some time. I just want to get the Ted Cruz stuff out of the way, and then I want to spend some time, as we have it, talking about Obamacare in and maybe more specific terms, and maybe a little bit on the possibility of a government shutdown, which doesn't seem to be as great. Kenny, would you say, under the circumstances, that the government shutdown thing is still a real possibility, or is that sort of being carted out?
I think, unfortunately, I think it is a real possibility because the Senate still has to vote on this and then send it back to the House. Mm. And there's talk that they want to put some more Obamacare stuff in there. So this all has to get settled before, I think, Monday.
Right.
Because
Tuesday. Right.
Tuesday's the first.
Yep. 888-302-3684. So we're trying to limit the calls at the moment to Ted Cruz and what he did. Was it a waste of time? Here's Ray in Massachusetts.
I just think it's ludicrous. He knows it's not going to go anywhere. I don't know why he's doing this. I have voted Republican and Democrat at certain times. I mean, this is not going to go anywhere. It's just a complete waste of time. I mean, let's work on things that have really got to be done. You know, there's a lot of things that have to be done. That's not going anywhere. Why waste the Senate time? You know, that's all I've got to say.
All right, sir. Thanks for your time. Your call was not a waste of time, by the way. 888-302-3684, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I and you examining the antics of Senator Cruz. Here's Diane to describe what she thinks about the Cruz mission.
I am disappointed by the editorials or the newspaper articles and those in the so-called media who are slamming Senator Cruz and who probably have not watched much of his filibuster, for lack of a better word. I have watched every hour of it, and he has been brilliant, has been absolutely eloquent, just educational. I've learned so much about this.
Lady, you got to get a life. 888.
Wow. 21 hours.
888-300-2384. Michael's in Pennsylvania has a question for the Republicans.
The reason I'm calling is I want to know where the alternative is. You know, things, the health care that we have today cannot be sustained. Both sides of the aisle agree to that. The Democrats have come up with a plan, the Affordable Health Care Act, better known as Obamacare. Where's the Republican plan? If you're going to do away with something, I want to see what you're going to do, what you're going to put in place of it. And I haven't seen that. The Republicans, to do away with affordable health care, have to come up with a plan to replace it with. You just can't do away with it with having no plan. Where's your plan? Quit trying to do away with something if you don't have a plan to replace it with.
You know, there's something to be said for that. Yeah, okay, you want to criticize all this stuff. Where's your idea? Where's your better idea? There are plenty of better ideas. So, where's yours? 888-302-3684. Al, listening in Maryland to our Washington affiliate, doesn't understand why the Cruz thing kept going on and on and on.
I used to work for a United States senator. I'm now retired. I don't understand why he's doing this. The battle, the Alamo reference from the Washington Times, is the battle is over. This is law. The Supreme Court upheld the law. And so we're not talking, using the Alamo as a reference to Senator Cruz, I think is a little ridiculous. I don't understand. I don't understand why he's doing this, because all he's doing is trying to put more doubt into the minds of people who, I be honest with you, I don't understand the law completely, but I don't understand why a law that has been passed by both houses of Congress, signed by the president, upheld by the Supreme Court, why they're still battling and trying to take that one part out of the budget.
888-302-3684. A lot of things that are not understandable about all of this. Ronnie's in Madison Heights, Virginia. Hi, Ronnie. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Well, and you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
What I was thinking is, if the man was going to stand up there and talk for like 20 hours, why didn't he just read the Obamacare bill, you know, so everybody would kind of understand it? I mean, you know, really, instead of a Dr. Seuss book. But then at the same rate, during the debates and everything, I understood that some of this was scripted from Romney.
Really? Where'd you hear that?
Well, that was during the presidential debates when Obama told Romney, said, well, this was scripted from your bill, and nothing was really said after that. He just kind of went silent. So.
All right. Let me take that to another level. Dave's calling from Kansas. You have an idea. I'm going to put the two of you on together. Dave, you say that the GOP does have a plan?
Yes, it's called H.R. 2300, and they also have a companion plan called H.J. 63.
And what is the plan? Because it certainly isn't getting much publicity.
Well, that's because the mainstream media isn't putting it out there.
Well, yeah. I don't know. The mainstream media is no friend of Republicans, to be sure. But there's plenty of stuff. There's plenty of ways. Fox News is a great example. All of these talk radio programs hosted by right-wingers. If that were the case, there'd be plenty of publicity. I haven't seen or heard much about it. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't know. I'm going to have Kenny chase it around and see what we can find out. H.R. 2300, is that what you're saying, Dave?
Yes. If you go to HermanCain.com, he's got a portal there where you can check it out.
All right. All right, let me do some nosing around, and I will see what I find in a few minutes and go back to it. All right, thank you, gentlemen, both for being here on the air with us. Good day. Time is 15 before the hour.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Go
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-516-6356. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-516-6356. That's 1-800-516-6356. Call 1-800-516-6356.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. I'm Doug. Kenny is here. Actually, we've been derailed a bit. Both Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Kenny and I are looking around at House 2300, also looking at some other material that would indicate there's confusion about this. Kenny, let's start with you and what you found when you went to H.R. 2300. Is there a Republican plan to replace Obamacare? What is H.R. 2300?
This is apparently introduced by Congressman Tom Price, and it's a 13-page bill, and my guess is that the reason it's having a problem is that the first thing in the bill says it provides for a full repeal of the Affordable Care Act and all health care related provisions included in the Health Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first step before you get to anything else. That's the first step in the bill, and my guess is.
Is there a plan after?
Yeah. There's 13 pages after that of various things. It says it makes it financially feasible for all to purchase the coverage they want for themselves and their families, not what Washington forces them to buy.
All right.
So that's what the plan is.
All right. So the plan, but is it spelled out in those 13 pages as to how it would actually work?
It's hard to tell exactly how it works, but it gives pretty specific things of what this bill covers.
I'm looking at the proposal, too. The basics are it extends tax deductions for health insurance to those who buy as individuals, gives patients true portability by making the owners of the insurance, them the owners, not their employers. So there's something to be said for this. Doesn't have any much PR, though, and it's spoiled by how it starts.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Mark, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Thursday and the Good Day program. I am interested in having you have a good day, and not always does that happen when you listen to some of the news and the discussion of the news. However, it's my job also to present background and information about the important stories of the day, and thus in this hour, we spend a lot of time listening to how it is presented on News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, many stations and hosts around the country. So thus the focus on Ted Cruz and Obamacare, et cetera, et cetera. Let us not leave the hour without spending some time on Kenya. For those of you who want to know what the name of the game is today, the same extremist group that took over the mall in Nairobi has attacked a security post near the Somali border, killed a couple of police officers, promising the violence will continue until Kenyan troops are withdrawn from Somalia. So that's the latest there. I started to read an email that came from a listener yesterday, and I read some of it, and I went back over it a couple of times yesterday, so I want to read it in its entirety because I didn't read the whole thing, and then maybe we'll have time for a little bit more of an update. The man who wrote this, a gentleman named Robert Kirubi, I believe it's K-I-R-U-B-I, was posted to our Facebook page. Kenny, you saw this. Mm-hmm. He described himself as a Kenyan. Lives in Brussels, listens to the program on the Armed Forces Network. I think, are we on just before Limbaugh or after Limbaugh? I can't remember, on Armed Forces Radio. I think we're on before, but I'm not sure. Anyway, it's not important. This fellow listening, he was not happy with what I said about his country. In his rendering of this, I made disparaging and condescending remarks. He says, you have millions of listeners who heard you take a short trip back in the 90s, and that made you an expert. The manner in which you characterize the security forces, the corruption, implying that some of them may be supporting the terrorists, was wrong. Try to imagine how you would react if somebody called in to say the U.S. deserved what we got on September 11th. In fact, the U.S. government was the group that carried out the attack. I have imagined that, sir, many, many times because it's been said many times. He continues to write, that level of insult is what you did today to Kenya, and I wanted to let you and everybody that looks at this page know about it. Remember, this came from my Facebook page. I don't expect you to respond or apologize, but I felt I had to express my sorrow that you felt it necessary to express yourself in a manner to these many thousands of people. Many have lost their lives. Many are mourning. The whole country has risen up to help, donating blood. Hundreds of thousands of dollars have been raised by the people you talk about in such a dismissive manner. I don't believe I talked about them in a dismissive manner at all. Anyway, he goes on, I hope your listeners take the time to do some research for themselves and not judge my beautiful country based on your remarks on the show. Keep those who are suffering right now in your thoughts and prayers. What is happening could happen anywhere and has happened in many places. We're either in this together and stand together to fight terrorism or we all fall individually. God bless. Okay, so I think there is something to be said for all of us being in this together, in a manner of speaking, that is the human community. I'm not sure that it requires the kind of effort that some... I've not heard anybody, by the way, Kenny, suggest we go to Kenya the same as we were suggesting we go into Syria. Having said that, there is a consciousness, a global consciousness that goes with things like this. I'm sorry that Mr. Karibi misunderstood what I was saying, although I can understand somebody listening to it. If you're defensive, you come from a country, as much as I don't like much of what goes on in my country, I defend it, so he's defending his. My remarks about being in Kenya, yes, were posted and made after having spent a little bit of time there. I found it a country of contrasts. I didn't say it wasn't beautiful. I just said I found Nairobi to be not the place that I would have expected to find an upscale mall. And as it turned out, when I think of upscale mall, I'm thinking of a place that has Neiman Marcus and Bloomingdale's and a lot of, maybe high-end stores. That wasn't what this mall... But that's not really what this is about. This gentleman is upset because I said things that he thought were disparaging. I think that you probably would find, at least from my rendering on this, that there is corruption in the military in that country, as there is corruption in the military in most countries, including our own. We have extraordinary corruption in the American military. Extraordinary. It may not show its face the same as it does in Kenya or other places, but the African nations are known for that. That doesn't mean there aren't educated people there who want to change things and make them better. It just means that it's an observation and it's opinion. And I'm appreciative of him taking the time to write this long letter to me and post it at Facebook.com. So, anybody has feelings like that?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.